This is the Building Resilience in Tibet Through E-Learning BRIGHT Project. The BRIGHT Project presents the Work Ready Now audio program, a program that will shape your skills and attitude to be ready for the world of work.
Hello, students. Welcome back to the Work Ready Now audio program. In the last episode, we learned about the importance of recognizing and rewarding workers' efforts. Today, we will learn how to treat staff properly so that they will stay and not want to leave. Let us follow Mr. Butera in his poultry farm.
Hello, Mutesi. Could you please come to my office?
Hello, Mr. Butera. I'm coming right away.
Please, come in. Have a seat, please.
How are you, Mr. Butera? Is everything okay?
Everything is okay, Mutesi. I called you here to thank you for the work you have been doing on the farm. I sincerely appreciate your efforts. I also thank you for your honesty in our last conversation about workers' morale on this farm. I have talked to the other workers to know how they feel about working in the farm. From all of this, I have discovered that there is a problem. I want to assure you that Tewuka and I will solve this problem. I want all workers to feel valued and appreciated on this farm.
Thank you very much, Mr. Butera. I'm happy to work here. I hope the situation in the farm will get better.
Let me talk to Tewuka about this problem. I will share with him some tips of being a good supervisor, and I hope the problem will be sorted out very soon. Thank you, Mutesi. Keep up your hardworking spirit. Hello, Tewuka. How are you this morning?
I'm well. I came to ask about our newest egg client. On which day do we deliver his eggs?
We deliver those eggs on Thursday. We still have 2 days to get those eggs ready. Could you please have a seat? I would like to hear your views about working at the farm. How are working conditions? How do you think workers feel about working here?
Work is going on well at the farm. I'm very happy about my work. We have enough workers to deliver our clients' orders on time. However, I have noticed that workers leave their jobs after a short time. Do you know why this is happening?
That is a very good question, Tewuka. We now know we have this problem of workers leaving after a short time. We can try to think of reasons why they are leaving. They might be leaving because they are unhappy with working conditions at the farm. Can you think of things that might make workers unhappy, Tewuka?
I'm not sure. Sometimes I'm not a very good example myself. I am improving. I haven't become a reliable supervisor yet.
That is a first step towards becoming a better supervisor. Keep on improving, Tewuka. The workers could be unhappy because we don't guide them adequately. They could be also unhappy with the workload on the farm, or they don't feel appreciated. Do you remember any time we have recognized workers of doing exceptionally good work?
No, Mr. Utera. We don't recognize good workers. We could start doing that. How can we recognize good workers?
Maybe we can call all workers together and appreciate all of them. In such a meeting, we could recognize those who have done exceptionally well in various areas in the farm. Here are additional things which can make workers very happy. A supervisor can foster cooperation by treating all workers fairly. He or she should not favor any worker. The supervisor should also listen to workers attentively and show them that he cares about each of them. He or she should also try to be positive and enthusiastic about work. These are some of the tips which will make workers feel supported and enjoy working at the farm. It is our responsibility to support and guide workers. Maybe you can get more tips from Silas if you meet him.
This is completely new information to me. I did not know that supervisor's responsibility is to support workers. I sure have learned a lot today. Thank you for sharing those tips, Mr. Butera. I will ask Silas for more ideas on this.
Students, today we have learned what causes workers to leave their jobs. We have also learned what employers and supervisors can do so that workers stay for a long time.
In the business we learn every day. In the business we grow every day. And we learn the discoveries about what may happen. And day by day we learn the strategies for communication. To organize, expand, and build a business is business. To grow business, to be strong. And next time and use it for a consistency that may help your business grow. I wanna tell you an important message. And if your business owner refers communication between you and the employees, employees and the clients, create a channel for your communication. Instead of walking procedures, establish clean structures at work. Open the room for expression, man. And this will help your business grow.
Let's have open communication, an effective communication. We'll improve our working environment, which will help us to find solutions to challenges in our businesses. We'll improve our working environment.
Concern, inspire them, motivate them. Do not belittle their ideas. Don't underestimate their ability. Share with them your expectations. Take it easy, just be humble and kind. Employees need your nice voice and caring tone. Everyone at your place needs your attention.
Let's have open communication, an effective communication. We'll improve our working environment, which will help us to find solutions to challenges in our businesses. We'll improve our working environment.
Thank you, students. Students, we heard that workers were leaving Mr. Butera's firm because they were unhappy with the working conditions. They are also unhappy with how Tebuka is treating them. Treating workers fairly and without favoritism helps to retain them. Mr. Butera followed certain steps in trying to solve the problem of workers leaving their jobs. Can you please list the problem-solving steps you heard so far? If you said identifying the problem, gathering information, and generating solutions, you are totally right. Students, what do you think are the reasons why those workers are leaving Mr. Butera's firm? Thank you, students. Maybe you said some of the following reasons that cause workers are leaving. 1. They may be unhappy with working conditions. 2. They may be unhappy with supervisors who don't set good leadership examples. 3. They may not feel appreciated. 4. Workers are not recognized for doing good work. Students, what should be done so that workers stay with a business or organization for a long time? Thank you, students. Here are some things that can keep workers for a long time. 1. Supervisors should treat workers fairly. 2. Supervisors should not favor any worker. 3. Supervisors should listen to workers. 4. Supervisor and employer should show workers that they care for them. 5. Supervisors should be positive and enthusiastic at work. 6. Supervisors should lead by being a good example. Students, let's bring your learning to real life. Try this activity on your own. Discuss with your colleagues or family members what a supervisor should do to treat her or his workers properly as well as to keep them. Tebuka, as a supervisor, has learned a lot about his responsibilities and is meant to be an example to his supervisees. Will he really be able to show the professional ethics needed? Don't miss the next episode. Thank you, students. Goodbye.
This program was funded by the MasterCard Foundation under the Bright Project, Building Resilience in TVET through e-learning. It is implemented by the Education Development Center, EDC, in partnership with Akazikanoze Access, aka, and in close collaboration with Rwanda Polytechnic and the Rwanda TVET Board.